Bible to hand, do turn to it. And yeah, let me read these verses for us. These are the words of Jesus. He says, "Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it's God's throne, or the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. I'm sure you've heard it said, maybe by your own parents to you when you were younger, honesty is always the best policy. But since the beginning of time, we human beings have struggled with telling the truth, with being truthful. Whether it was Adam in the Garden of Eden saying it was her, she made me do it. Whether it was Cain saying to the Lord, am I my brother's babysitter? And ever since those days, people have given in to the temptation to tell lies, to try and avoid embarrassment, to try and avoid getting into trouble, perhaps, to try to create a good impression, to gain an unfair advantage over someone else, whatever the motivation may have been. I suspect everyone who has ever lived has been dishonest at some point. And I know that I certainly have. So it's no surprise that it's one of the Ten Commandments, you shall not lie. And it's no surprise that it's part of Jesus' sermon here that we read today. We need to hear it. We need to hear it again and again. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but Jesus talks here about oaths and vows with the direction not to use them. Now, oaths and vows are not evil in and of themselves. In the Old Testament, we read guidelines for them. In the New Testament, we see Jesus and the Apostle Paul using them, in particular when they're talking to people who really they didn't know them very well, to emphasize the truth of what they were saying. But in particular here, Jesus is speaking against a couple of practices at the time. So either people only being truthful when they used an oath. So the rest of the time, it was pretty much hit or miss whether they spoke the truth or not. Or oaths being sworn by people on lowly earthly things. So the examples that Jesus cites here are things like swearing an oath by the earth or by the temple or by your own head, rather than swearing an oath by God himself. And people did this when they had no intention of speaking the truth or keeping that particular promise. They believed that as long as they didn't swear by God himself, then they wouldn't be judged by him for using those oaths. They were lying to themselves, in effect. And the bottom line here is that Jesus says, just let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Just say the truth. Tell the truth, not only when you use an oath or a vow, but always. Because anything else, as he says, is evil. So it sounds so simple. Simply speak the truth. Be truthful, always. In the little things, in the big things, when it's hard, and when you're tempted to tell a lie, don't do it. Speak the truth. Now, at the same time, this is not a license to be nasty. We can't just use the excuse, well, I was only being honest when I said that particular thing. We need to speak the truth in love. We need to be truthful. And I think there are several reasons why this is important. Firstly, because it honors Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So anything other than the truth is dishonoring to him. Secondly, speaking the truth builds trust. I'm sure each of us know how we feel about people who have lied to us in the past. We find it hard to trust them. But if you always tell the truth, people will know that they can trust you. I heard a story of someone once who was saying he was in the workplace and a phone call came in for his boss. And when he tried to transfer the call, the boss said to him, "Oh, just tell them I'm not here. I don't want to speak to them right now." That just seems such a little thing. But this guy said, "I'm not going to do that. Because if you know that I'm happy to lie for you, then you will may well presume that I would lie to you. And I don't want you to think that. Our relationship is too important. I need you to know that you can trust me. So I'm going to be honest." Speaking the truth builds trust. And thirdly, speaking the truth creates safe communities. It creates safe places for people to feel safe, to feel secure that they can be themselves with no need for pretending, no need for any kind of pretense or lies from them. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Speak the truth. So as we reflect on these words of Jesus today, can I encourage each of us just to take a moment, just to examine our own hearts, our own words, things which perhaps we've said to other people in the light of what Jesus says. If that gives you a feeling of feeling condemned by what you've heard, then that is the enemy trying to knock you down. Take that thought captive. There is no condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus. But if you're feeling convicted about something, that's a different matter. You know that you've failed in this, as I know I have. That is the Holy Spirit showing us what we need to confess, with confession being the doorway to forgiveness and freedom. And I want to encourage you to choose to walk through that doorway right now. Confess it. Receive forgiveness. Step into freedom. And from today, from now, let's all resolve to let our yes be yes, to let our no be no. Always to be people who are truthful. For our good and for God's. Amen.